Hey, Jared Morris here. If you know anything about Rainmaker Digital and Copyblogger, you may know that we produce incredible live events. Well, some would say that we produce incredible live events as an excuse to throw great parties, but that's another story. We've got another one coming up this October in Denver. It's called Digital Commerce Summit, and it is entirely focused on giving you the smartest ways to create and sell digital products and services. You can find out more at rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit. We'll be talking about Digital Commerce Summit in more detail as it gets closer. But for now, I'd like to let a few attendees from our past events speak for us.
For me, it's just hearing from the experts. I mean, this is my first industry event, so it's awesome to learn new stuff and also get confirmation that we're not doing it completely wrong where I work.
The best part of the conference for me is being able to mingle with people and realize that you have connections with everyone here. It feels like LinkedIn Live. I also love the parties after each day, being able to talk to the speakers, talk to other people over here. First time, people have been here before.
I think the best part of the conference for me is understanding how I can service my customers a little more easily. Seeing all the different facets and components of various enterprises then helps me pick the best tools.
Hey, we agree. One of the biggest reasons we host a conference every year is so that we can learn how to service our customers, people like you, more easily. And here are just a few more words from folks who have come to our past live events.
It's really fun. I think it's a great mix of beginner information and advanced information, so I'm really learning a lot and having a lot of fun.
Conference is great, especially because it's a single track conference where you don't get distracted by like which session should I go to and am I missing something.
I mean, the training and everything, the speakers have been awesome, but I think the coolest aspect for me has been connecting with both people who are putting it on and then the other attendees.
So that's it for now. There's a lot more to come on Digital Commerce Summit, and I really hope to see you there in October. Again, to get all the details and the very best deal on tickets, head over to rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit.
Hey there, it is so good to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone. I'm the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital, and I hang out with the folks who do the heavy lifting over on the Copyblogger blog. By the way, you can get show notes for this episode and all of the episodes of this show at copyblogger.fm, as well as the complete archive. So it is so nice to be back. I want to give big thanks to Pamela Wilson for filling in while I was moving. I actually swapped continents. So for the next 11 months or so, I'm going to be in the Central European time zone. And any Brits or Europeans who want to hit me up to speak, this is a really good year to do it. Of course, I'm going to be flying back to the States in mid-October for our live event, the Digital Commerce Summit. And I know some of you will be there. If you are planning on coming, please do leave me a note at copyblogger.fm because I'd love to know you're coming so I can say hi. So today I thought that I would get into a couple of questions that we see over and over again. We see them, you know, on the blog and on social media. We see them in our authority community, which is our private community for content marketers. And also in our Q&A sessions that we hold for our certified content marketers. So they're just themes that come up often for the kind of people who produce, you know, serious quality content week in, week out, month in, month out. And as you probably know from your own life, you can absolutely have your act together from the public-facing point of view, and you can be great at your job and you can do great things and still, you know, have some things that you struggle with and things that behind the scenes you don't feel that awesome about. That's normal. That's just reality. So this thing that we call professionalism to some degree means, you know, you suck it up a little bit and you figure out your problems. You work on your own professional problems and figure out the solutions that work for you. And that can be good, because it can foster independence, it can make you stronger, it can also foster paralysis and make you neurotic and terrified. So a little bit of self-reliance is a wonderful thing, I'm all for it. However, too much is not good. So I just want to encourage you and let you know, I am happy to answer questions like the ones that I'm talking about today. If you have something that's got you stuck, if you have something you'd like my opinion on, please go ahead, drop a comment over at copyblogger.fm, or you can drop me a comment on Twitter. I've been a little lighter there lately, but I should be getting back into it shortly. Helping people get through stuck spots is really one of the most fun parts about what I do. So if I can help you see a solution you might not have thought of or a different approach, I would love to do that. So feel free, drop your questions or your concerns or your issues in a comment at copyblogger.fm. I'd love to answer them in a future podcast. So we do get fascinating questions within our community, and I've been addressing a lot of them because we've been doing some in-depth Q&A sessions for our certified content marketers. And I wanted to just touch on three themes that I've seen. I mean, I truly can't count how many times I've seen them. And I think that they're really things that come up for us again and again. And the first one, maybe you recognize yourself in this. If, you know, we're all in charge of marketing ourselves to some degree, whether you have your own business, you're a freelancer, or if you work even in a company, you know, you still to some degree, you're in charge of marketing yourself and promoting yourself and putting your best foot forward. And we get into a situation where the cobbler's children have no shoes. In other words, especially content professionals or creative professionals. Now, this might be a writer, it might be a design professional. They don't give their best work to their own sites and their own promotion. So you get so busy with client work, or it may be that you know you get so busy doing work for your employer, doing your best for the people who are paying you, that you completely neglect your own site, your own marketing, the site out there that tells the world who you are, what you do, why you're good at what you do, creates a rich portfolio and an experience that will allow people to know who it is that they might be working with. And the reason that I'm including those of you who are not freelancers today is that in the creative world, so many of us will go through some periods of working freelance. Sometimes it's between gigs. Sometimes we just want to change gears. Not that into working for an organization anymore. We want to go out alone. So I think any creative person, any creative professional really benefits from having a site that showcases what you do. But finding the time and making the time to work on that site is rare. Most people just don't put the commitment in. They don't know how to find the time, and they don't make the time to actually work on that site that tells the world why you are so awesome at what you do. So I will primarily speak to freelancers, but even if you're in an organization, I would love you to at least consider doing this for yourself. So if you genuinely have so much client work right now that you cannot keep up, that it is really straining your ability to meet your commitments with the hours that you have in your day, the first thing I would recommend is create a waiting list to work with you. So put one up right now on your site saying, I am no longer accepting new clients. I am booked solid. If you would like to be placed on the waiting list, please put your name and contact information here. If you are booked solid, then your revenue should reflect that. You should be making good revenue. Now, sometimes we're not. So if your revenue picture is not very good and yet you're working every hour of the day, you have to take a hard look at either your habits or your client list. Now, if you spend all day on Facebook and you spend 45 minutes a day on client work, then that's going to be a problem for another day. But if you're spending all day on client work and you're still not making the revenue you want to make, then it's time to raise your rates and it's time to prune clients who waste your time or who are getting access to you at crazy below bargain basement kind of rates. And this is very scary for a lot of freelancers to consider, and it's a very overwhelming thing to think about, but you will be richly rewarded when you actually have time to have a life in addition to your freelance career. Unless you are super new. Now, if you're super new, there's a certain amount of just paying your dues, and you know, that's legit. But if you're not super new and you're crazy busy, you need to be making a lot of money. That's just how the freelance math works. Because if you're crazy busy and you're not making a lot of money, then you've got a structural problem that needs to be corrected. Otherwise, you're going to be very broke and unhappy when the client work gets lighter, and it always gets lighter eventually. Ebb and flow is just part of how things work. One day you're going to have less client work than you do now. And so if you're not making great money now, you really have to think about what will happen then. So if you're not working on your own site, you're not working on your own portfolio, you're not working on your marketing to get new clients because you have too much client work, first thing you want to do is raise your rates, get a waiting list put up. Now the other one, and this is tricky just in terms of a self-management issue, but you can do it, is you need to put your own project onto your professional calendar. You need to be your own client. So you've probably identified your most productive hours, the times of day when you're really able to do exceptional work, and you probably already block those hours off for client work. You need to do that for your site. Now, if you are working in a traditional organization and you're an employee, then probably there's a weekend day. So if you know that you produce really strong creative work between like 9 a.m. and lunchtime, then 9 a.m. to lunchtime, one of the weekend days, should be your day to do creative work for yourself. So it is tricky to perform that mental kind of magic of being objective about your work, about treating your site the way you would treat a client site, about treating your career with as much care as you are treating your employer's business. Something that I really recommend for this, and actually it touches on all kinds of things that come up, is to look around and find some people and form a little group, a support group, where you can help each other reach your professional goals. You know, whether you call it a mastermind or you call it something else, a group of people who can help you get objective about what you're doing, help you stay accountable to what you're doing, and help you see your own blind spots. We've all got blind spots. Other people are very, very useful. I found that some of the nicest business owners, some of the nicest people out there who own businesses, the nicest freelancers, find it very easy to stay accountable to clients and then really hard to stay accountable to themselves. So if you can get into a little group, that's what's going to help you make a real commitment to working on your own stuff. And as to where to find people like that, you know, you can look in the forums of a private professional group that you might belong to, a group like Authority or something similar. If you're not a member of a group like that, then, you know, look around. Keep yourself open to connections on places like Twitter or LinkedIn. Live events are wonderful places because you can really, you know, if you're going to have a gel with somebody. And you can even meet people in the comments of places like the Rainmaker FM podcasts or the Copyblogger blog. The main thing is just find people who are like-minded, who are facing similar kinds of challenges, and then help each other address your challenges and stay accountable. All right, so that's the cobbler's children have no shoes problem, very common. The second problem that kind of comes out of that is once you do decide to start a site to showcase, you know, what you're good at, who you are as a professional. If you are a freelancer, of course, you're going to need a site like that to show off work for potential clients. There's this question of how to know the audience when the audience is still small, when the site just hasn't hit its critical mass yet. So at Copyblogger, we teach a specific process. We go deep into it in the Certified Content Marketer program about empathy mapping and building out a buyer's journey. But when you don't have any customers yet, then that kind of process can be tricky. What you do have, though, at your disposal is a wonderful tool, which is our friend, the social media platforms. These are the places where your potential customers, the people you're eventually going to want to either hire you, freelance, or bring you on as an employee, or open some other kind of professional door, this is where these people hang out. Now, Where that is depends on your circumstances. So it could be Pinterest, it could be LinkedIn, it could be Facebook, it could be Snapchat. The specific platform is going to depend on who you serve, but the principle remains the same. So many people who talk about social media marketing talk about how to talk and get heard, you know, how to engage with complaints, how to spread your message, how to get your content to get more shares, how to do social media advertising, which is all super. It's all really good. But social media listening often doesn't get as much coverage. So just good old-fashioned lurking. The social platforms are just almost miraculous places to find conversations about businesses and what they do. And it does not matter what that is. So it can be copywriting and web design, but it could be, you know, fitness training. It could be tutoring in French. It could be a private butler. It really could be anything. Somewhere on social media, people are having conversations about that kind of business. So when you are trying to figure out who your audience is and how to talk with them in a way that's going to be resonant, you need to find these conversations about what it is that you're doing. And in particular, look for complaints and frustrations, because that gives you a really rich collection of different ways that you can shape your offering, your business, and your communication and marketing to serve the unmet needs of an audience. Now, that one actually leads us to the next question that I see a lot, which is, how do I stand out from the crowd? So there is an excellent quote, highly pertinent to marketing, from the bank robber Willie Sutton, who was asked why he robbed banks and said, because that's where the money is. Now, this quote is actually apocryphal. A reporter made it up. Willie Sutton never said that, but let's not let the truth get in the way of a good story. The point being, there are topics, there are kinds of business that are super crowded because there's a lot of money there. So why do so many content marketers specialize in finance and healthcare? Because there are a lot of clients, because there's lots of content to create, and because there's plenty of budget to pay for the work that's needed. And those are the things you want to look for. There's lots of topics that are not finance and healthcare, but those are the things you want. You want to have enough clients out there. You want to have enough work to do for them. And then you want to make sure that the topic generates enough revenue that they will be able to pay you for performing services at an advanced level. So why are there so many fitness businesses on Facebook? Because there are so many fitness customers on Facebook. But yes, the trick is it can be quite tricky to stand out when you have a crowded field like that. So the first tip I'm going to give may sound snarky, but I'm dead serious. And that is, if you want to stand out in a crowded field, the first thing you want to do is really know what you're talking about and be very good at what you do. So there's something called Sturgeon's Law, that 90% of everything is crap. And if you look around, I think this Sturgeon guy is really onto something. So for example, many, many copywriters are not too good about meeting their deadlines. Many fitness professionals have like a dim understanding at best of the science of the physiology of exercise and nutrition. Most home remodeling contractors under-communicate so severely that at some point we've got to use the word lie, right? Like, you didn't tell me so many things that we have crossed the line and you are now lying to me. So again, your social media listening is going to be super, super useful here. So you want to listen in on what people complain about. And if you shape your business practices to address these things head on, to address the things that people hate about the kind of business that you're in, you're going to do well. And again, that's whether you're marketing yourself and your creative business, your content business, web design, what have you, or if you're doing client work, you want to listen in for what do customers hate about the other guy. So typically the key to making that work is you want to take the time to make sure there are processes in place to proactively address the problems. You can't just say, I always hit my deadlines. You have to have a process for hitting your deadlines. Because these kind of problems that people hate often exist for very good reasons. And so being better isn't going to happen just because, you know, you really want to try hard. So, for example, copywriters. A lot of copywriters don't make their deadlines consistently. Well, very commonly, that's because they're trying to juggle a lot of last-minute changes and issues that were not covered in the original scope of the project. You know, the client threw in all kinds of last minute this and that and the other thing, and it's only going to take 5 minutes, and I wanted this, but now I want something totally different. If you don't have a process to manage scope and to renegotiate deadlines when people throw curveballs, then you're not going to meet deadlines. It's just, you know, it's just math. You have to proactively have the process in place so you know what to do when the problem-creating thing happens. So that's differentiation by actually being good at what you do and by not, you know, triggering the hot buttons that make people angry in your topic. But typically, you don't want to market exclusively with that. In some cases, you can, but, you know, a copywriter who's only point of marketing is I actually make my deadlines, is that's not a compelling message. Theoretically, you know, that's a given, even though in reality it's not. So there are lots of ways to differentiate yourself. You know, it can be about having a particular position in the market. It can be about delivering a particular message with advertising. But beneath all of that, you have to understand how potential customers find you. And then how they get to trust you over time so that when they're ready to make a decision, and, you know, sometimes that takes 5 minutes and sometimes it takes 5 years. But when they're ready to make the decision, then you're the logical answer. So this is where our friend Content Strategy comes in. Now, we have some free ebooks that cover this in a lot of depth. So if you go to copyblogger.com and choose free My Copyblogger on the products tab, you can get access to those right away. But just in a nutshell, it boils down to this. First thing you have to do is you have to capture people's attention. So that's why we do things like put the best headlines we can on posts. That's why there's a headline ebook in the content library. That's why we use compelling images and content. It's why businesses pay for advertising. Because if we can't capture that spark of attention, then, you know, of course, we can't continue to deliver any kind of message. Then we fan the spark. We nurture that attention. We help people understand who we are, how we can help within the context of that business topic. And part of this is going to be about your process, your methodology, what you do, how you do it. And part of it is going to be about your values. So if you talk about peace, love, and understanding in your content, you're going to attract a different audience than you will with a message about lawyers, guns, and money. You know, different values, different people show up. And the nitty gritty of this, all these specific hows and whys, of course, that's what we write about on Copyblogger, you know, 5 days a week. That's what we cover in our other venues, like the Authority Community and the podcast network here at Rainmaker FM. And as I said, you can get pretty much instant access to an extensive content marketing library. It spells all this out in a lot more detail over at My Copyblogger. So it's a good resource. You can either grab it from the blog, or if you go to copyblogger.fm, I will give you a link to just jump right there. And then the final phase after all of this nurturing, trust building, is the conversion of the person's interest to some kind of event, a transaction, a purchase, even something like signing up for your email list. You caught their interest, you sustained that attention, you let them know why you're a great choice, and then you make it easier for them to act on their interest and move forward. And that's where we get into things like landing pages, sales copy, calls to action. And that's, of course, another big topic that we cover on Copyblogger, as well as get into in more detailed sessions inside Authority. So speaking of Authority, I've mentioned it a couple of times. That is our private community of content marketers. So that's our venue where we can dive deeper into issues and really come at it from the how do I make it happen way. Things like search engine optimization, content strategy, improving the quality of your writing, learning how to identify and market to your perfect customer, that kind of topic is what we cover in Authority. We also do a lot of detailed Q&A and business analysis for our members to help them move their businesses forward. So all these pieces that work together to form a powerful content strategy instead of, you know, our blog posts aren't working, let's write twice as many blog posts and see if that helps. But really taking the pieces, understanding what they all do, and putting them together in a productive way. So if you pick up that content library that I mentioned, we will let you know when Authority reopens. It is closed right now. And my understanding is we're planning on reopening in early September. So, you know, very shortly. We're going to do that with a nice price break. There's going to be some bonus materials that are going to be kind of interesting. And then after a short time, we will be raising the price, you know, for people who come in later. So you can lock the price in if you get in the next time we reopen. At this point, we have something like more than 300 hours of reference content, as well as brand new material almost every week of the year. We take off Christmas week and U.S. Thanksgiving week. But every other week of the year, we've got something to keep you learning and growing. So it is, it's a really rich resource. It's a really powerful resource. Right now, it's a really underpriced resource. So, you know, take advantage of that. Be smart. You can also come by copyblogger.fm and you can pick up a direct link to the interest list, and that'll just, you know, kind of be the shortest route between you and getting started and just learning more, getting all the details. You can also always, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, always leave a question or a comment at copyblogger.fm. I really love hearing from you. And if you do have a question that I could address in an episode like this one, I would love to do it and help you out. So thank you so much for your time and for your attention. And I'll catch you next week. Take care.